This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As the international trade picture changes from day to day, President Trump is touting many of his trade deals that remain in the works. After announcing a $16 billion farm aid package last week, he spoke with his own brand of confidence about trade deals that he says are near completion.
So we're fixing broken trade deals to open up markets for American exports, including with the brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, an agreement that the Democrats in Congress, many are supporting, I must say. They've told us they're supporting it regardless of leadership. I don't think Nancy Pelosi understands the deal. It's too complicated, but it's not a complicated deal.
The president went on to say the deal is much improved over the previous pact.
It's a deal that's going to be many, many times better than NAFTA. I consider NAFTA to be one of the worst trade deals ever made in the history of our country. I think the World Trade Organization may be even worse. Maybe even worse because of what it's done with respect to trade and international trade and trade with China, what it's done for China and how much money our country has been losing to China every year. So World Trade Organization has been really bad, but the NAFTA has been one of the worst deals ever made in trade.
President Trump says he eagerly anticipates a meeting with China's President Xi Jinping next month at the G20 summit and expects he'll be ready to negotiate. Listen tomorrow for more on the president's trade expectations.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.